Have you enrolled to use the Belfast bikes, the Coca-Cola bikes, the ones that take you from A to B and then you can drop them off when you get there? Have you enrolled? It costs £20 a year and then you get the first half hour free and there's a small charge for using it after that. Sadly, they had 600 bikes to start with. Do you know how many of them are available if you went out now to get a bicycle? 80. There's just 80 of them. They've wrecked the other 520 bicycles, vandals. Do you know, to some extent or another, whether it's, you know, kicking in the spokes or breaking the brakes or, you know, just vandals. Why have we got so many vandals in this part of the world? Let me speak to Emmett McDonough-Brown, who's a local councillor. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning.
Why is it in Belfast that we've so many thugs? You know, the Belfast experience, sharp contrast to Dublin with a scheme which doesn't actually use the identical technology to Belfast, doesn't suffer the same levels of theft and vandalism. And you would expect Dublin to be coming down with hoods. But here, you know, we're just blighted by lowlifes.
Well, I mean, you're right, first of all, the technology is different in Dublin. And I know that Nextbike are working very hard to make the bikes more vandal-proof. I mean, I suppose it is a shame, of course it is, that that ratepayers' money, our money collectively, invested in this scheme has seen such vandalism. I mean, we're working hard with communities and key influencers to give people a sense of ownership about the bikes. And there's been some really, really good work with some of the young people involved who've damaged some of the bikes to get them in. And, you know, some of them are now coming forward to say they want to repair them. They want to kind of take ownership of them.
Hold on. Let me stop you there, Emmett. We're encouraging the people who damage the bikes to come and sit down with us, to talk to us, to liaise with us. Why are we not?
Why are we not fining them?
You may
be wrong there. I mean, this is part of the prosecution. So whenever they are prosecuted, one of the options for them clearly is to make a contribution back to society. And one of the things that has happened is one of the individuals involved has come forward to make good on some of the damage that they caused. So I think we are turning the corner in terms of the perception around the bikes.
Yeah, but what's happening to the other guys? What's happening to the guys who wreck the bike while it's parked at one of the stations? Is anyone being fined or is anyone going to prison?
Arrested. Yeah, people are being arrested and we, of course, prosecute in those cases. You know, we've looked at things like CCTV. We've looked at moving some of the location of the docks to places where we hope that there would be less vandalism. But, of course, it's a moving picture across the city, as you would expect, and it is something that we're just having to work through. It's very, very frustrating. I know how hard people are working to get the issues addressed, and I know how much people love this game. I mean, we've had over 500,000 rentals, 552,000 of them since we launched this game, and that shows just how popular it is with the people who use it. And you'll know yourself, kind of peddling around town, you'll see more and more of them. So, you know, it is something which I think is well-loved, though it does have its challenges.
And are most of them being damaged while docked as opposed to being taken away and damaged?
There's a mix of those things, to be honest. I mean, some of the stations have more vandalism than others. And, you know, sometimes people do just don't return them or they end up kind of being vandalised away from the site. But there was an issue where people could remove them by kind of falsifying the return of them, if you like, to the docking stations. So we are looking at all those issues, as you would expect. I mean, it's a scheme that certainly we want to see stabilise as well as grow and develop, because I think sustainable transport is a key opportunity for Belfast, and it's something that we want to encourage.
Yeah, but just to get to the bottom of why so many are being vandalised, I presume people are using the system properly. They enrol, they take a bicycle, they go from A to B, they then dock the bicycle somewhere else, so they mm-hmm. take it from a secure place, they return it to a secure place. There's no suggestion that people who are enrolled are just leaving the bicycle sitting against a fence somewhere. Is there any suggestion that's happening?
No, not really.
Let's presume that the bike's being redocked in the right place. You've made a point there that some of these vandals have managed a system of getting the bike undocked without being properly enrolled. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I'm also not going to go into the specifics of how you would do that, but certainly we have found evidence of people interfering with the station to such an extent that people legitimately think they're returning the bikes. And then people are able to come after that and remove them without being enrolled in the scheme and without having that accountable piece of information in terms of a credit or debit card. So that's one of the issues that we face. But also people, I think, you know, will see them maybe when they are being locked on the streets, whatever, and removing them at that stage. So there's no question, I think, that people who are enrolled in the scheme are contributing and are bought in. But sadly, I think it's just partly the tragedy of the commons in some ways. I mean, people see these things lying around and think that they don't belong to anybody, that they're not of value. And one of the big pieces of work that we're trying to do is to say to people that actually this is a scheme which the city has bought into. They do belong to the community and they are valued.
So have we chosen the wrong locations? You've mentioned this, maybe safer places to put them. I would have thought 24-hour petrol stations, somewhere like that would have been a good spot whereby you've always got footfall, you've always got people who are coming and going, as opposed to down by the river or in a cul-de-sac where you have them at the moment. Somewhere very public. Remember, it is Belfast. We're absolutely blighted by people who will destroy anything that they can get their hands on. So would 24-hour petrol stations, public buildings that are permanently manned, some buy space off those people, put 10 or 12 bikes in there, might that help?
Well, I mean, whenever we set up the scheme, we wanted it to work in a way that people could use it for kind of short journeys in and around the city, to kind of try and alleviate some of the congestion issues and give people a healthy way to travel. In terms of where they go in the future, we are moving some of the stations, so it's great news that they're coming to the Ormer Road and Stranmillers. You would expect me to say that. But I think going forwards, you know, we will just have to look at the evidence. I mean, some places which you would expect to have been safe, and we did consider these issues at the time, have turned out not to be. And that's not always just down to where they are. It's also down to who is passing and so on. So it's very difficult to look at the sites as it is and say, well, that community won't accept them because they don't think that would be fair. But certainly we're looking at growth in additional sites. And, you know, this is a scheme which has been bought into not only by the City Council, but by the universities, by the health trusts and so on. So, you know, we're getting quite good buy-in from our stakeholders across the city, and that's a sign of the good work being done. But we do have to work through the issues of vandalism and just make sure that people respect them as something which, you know, they are contributing to as well in terms of what they pay in rates. So, you know, we just need to work through those issues, and, you know, the scheme has a strong degree of political support, and I'm confident that we will get to a better place.
And what's the general profile of the vandal? I'm going to guess, and I could be absolutely wrong, it's a young thug, or is it not?
I'm not going to speculate on that one. I mean, clearly anybody who damages a Belfast bike is doing something which is wrong. I think we have to challenge and condemn that. But also to say to people that the scheme actually does have great benefits and great value. I mean, you'll see people kind of, you know, talking online or even amongst friends and saying what a good scheme that it is. I mean, 30 minutes free travel in and around Belfast is nice. I mean, you know, in the summer, it's great to take a bike from, you know, the city centre and pedal it around to Central Station or wherever. And it's just a nice way to experience the city. So I think we just need to keep working through our community groups and our networks to reinforce the sense that the scheme has value and is something which is good for the city.
Nobody's beyond redemption, of course, and it is good to hear that people turn over a new leaf. The individual who's now fixing the bicycles, or has agreed to fix the bicycle that he or she vandalised, did they have to pay any penalty for the damage that they visited upon our public goods?
Well, I'm kind of reluctant to be too drawn into the specifics of an individual case, which I think you'll appreciate. But I think it's right that where we do find people vandalising them, that we do take the maximum action that we can. It's about sending out a deterrent message, and also about saying, you know, the investment that we make will be protected, and that we'll use all our options to do that. Because I think at the end of the day, you know, it is a scheme which was spent, which was created, sorry, with public money. And I think that for those of us who are custodians of public money, that we exercise that custody function responsibly is crucial. And that means, yes, sadly, prosecuting people who damage the investments of the community. But that's something which, you know, doesn't just affect Belfast Bikes, but affects many things, sadly, in our city, as you say.
Yeah, you're not going to throw in the towel. The scheme will continue.
Absolutely. We're determined that the scheme should continue, and we have prioritised it for investments and growth, because I think really these are teething troubles. They are not insignificant, but they are teething issues that we will work through, and certainly the officers have our support to work through them and make sure that the scheme endures and grows and makes Belfast a livable, healthy, pedalable city.
Yeah, good point. Emmett, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Emmett McDonough-Brown, an Alliance councillor. Have you used the bikes recently? Does it anger you, whether you use them or not, that somebody's prepared or groups of people are prepared to smash them? What is going on in the heads of people who do that? I absolutely do not understand thuggery. And the fact that it's, you know, it's costing me money, it's costing you money. it doesn't matter whether it's a public bike or somebody's private bike or somebody's car windscreen or their wing mirror or their front window. What is it that makes people just seem to dine out on the desire to be vandals? Can you sense that they make me slightly angry? Well, they do. Absolutely.